Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at what the Bible says about healing. Yesterday we looked at the scriptures that talk about the redemption that we have in Christ Jesus through His death and resurrection. In Galatians 3:13, we are told that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse of the law, mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 8, involved curses that would come upon people who broke God's laws. We know that since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that every one of us deserves to have the curse operating in our life. And those curses involved physical problems, health problems, mental health problems, barrenness, miscarriage. It involved financial disaster, robbery of every kind. The curse touched on spiritual, physical, and financial areas of a person's life. But we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. This means that because of Jesus' payment with His own blood, He paid the ransom price for us, or the redemption price, so that we did not have to pay the price that is associated with the breaking of God's law. We know that the wages, or the payment required for sin, is death. Jesus took that on Himself when He became sin for us. And Galatians instructs us that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. What should have come upon us was put upon Jesus. So part of the curse involves sickness and disease. We have been redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. Those curses, remember, included not only physical problems, but mental problems, mental health, confusion, insanity, every variety of issues concerning the human life. It included barrenness and miscarriages. We've been redeemed from those curses, and yet we see rampant, even in the body of Christ, sickness and disease, miscarriage and barrenness. But it is not the will of God. This part of our redemption must be claimed by faith, and we must believe it is the very intention of God, the will of God, the heart of God, that Christian believers live healthy and sickness-free lives. But few people take hold of this promise, but instead many accept and even expect sickness to be a natural part of life. When we do that, it is like continuing to live in poverty when we have $1 million in the bank, but we never bother to make a withdrawal, and so we continue to live at a level of poverty that we have no need of remaining at. This promise of our redemption from sickness and disease belongs to every born-again believer. You would never have been born again. You would have never been saved if you did not believe it was the will of God to save you. You will not receive healing for your physical body if you do not believe it is the will of God to heal you. We must accept by faith healing as much as we accepted by faith salvation offered by God. The Bible instructs us in four different ways that we can receive healing. The very first way that I'll bring to your attention is receiving healing by faith in God's Word, claiming the promise of healing that is in the atonement. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, "He sent His Word and it healed them and delivered them from their destructions." If we do accept the Word of God that there is healing in the atonement for our bodies as well as our soul and spirit, we can exercise faith in that promise and obtain it for our own lives. Hebrews 6:12 exhorts us, "Do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Take the word of God that promises healing and meditate on it. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. It's in the past tense. It's already been done, accomplished for us by Jesus on the cross. Take that word of God, meditate on it. Keep your heart and your mind focused on God's word regarding healing, and it will bring forth that promise manifested in your physical body. Proverbs 4:20 and 22 tells us, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The word of God will bring health to your flesh if you will keep your mind fixed upon God's word, if you will keep it in the midst of your heart, if you will not let the promise of God depart from your eyes. You will have to keep your heart and mind focused on his word regarding healing in order to see healing manifested in your physical body. You'll have to take your eyes off of your physical symptoms in order to keep your eyes on God's word of promise. You can say, for example, I believe I am receiving healing for my body based on the promise of God's word in 1 Peter 2:24, that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Continually make that proclamation of faith, because healing through faith in God's word is available to the believer. Secondly, healing through the anointing with oil and the prayer of faith by the church elders is a second biblical way to receive healing, and it is mentioned in James 5, 14 and 15, where it says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. This epistle was written to believers in the first century, yet it applies as much today as it did in New Testament church times when it was first written. It is assumed by the writer that the reader of the epistle is involved in a church that has leaders that believe in anointing with oil for healing and can pray the prayer of faith. If you're not in such a church, you need to find one, because God wants you to be in a place with believers who take the word of God literally. The third biblical way to receive healing is healing through the exercise of the spiritual gift that's referred to in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, that's called the gifts of healings. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit, which reflects a special anointing or an endowment with power to heal. When that spiritual gift is in operation through another believer, then a person can easily receive healing and their own faith is not necessarily involved. We see examples in the book of Acts where the apostles healed the sick, operating under a special anointing from the Holy Spirit. In the body of Christ today, there are people who are specially gifted with the spiritual gift of healing. A fourth biblical way to receive healing is described in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. It teaches this principle of healing through the laying on of hands by a believer. It didn't say by an apostle or a pastor. It said by a believer. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This promise is a powerful one that we need to expect to operate in our own lives as believers. Healing through the laying on of hands is a scriptural means of receiving healing, and it's a mandate for every believer. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we take a look at why Christians are sick. Hi, this is Rita again, and I wanted to share with you for a few moments about our work in East Africa. I just recently completed writing a discipleship manual that we had translated into the Swahili language. We distributed it to pastors at a recent pastors' conference in the nation of Tanzania. As soon as I returned from that trip back to the United States, I received an email requesting 500 copies of the Swahili manual for a group of pastors in northern Tanzania. The head overseer had seen the material and requested 500 copies of it. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing to build up the church in East Africa, would you consider today sending a donation of $100 and specifically mark it Africa Translation Project, and we will use it to print those manuals in Swahili and transport them to those pastors in northern Tanzania. And as a thank you, I will send to you a copy of my discipleship manual in English for your own use. God bless you as you prayerfully consider sowing into East Africa. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.